It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, May 13th. I'm Patricia Naft. A steady stream of complaints have been aired with the Mesa County Administration over bad smells emanating from an oil and gas wastewater facility. The Deer Creek facility has been the subject of several complaints from its neighbors. The entire operation may be reviewed unless some changes happen. This is Veronica Harvey with the Mesa County Administration.
This sort of facility is required to have permission to operate that kind of facility, and they're issued what's called a conditional use permit to do that. The county is the agency that says, yes, go ahead, we've approved your use of this land in this way, and so that's what could be considered in a hearing if the commissioners decide that that needs to happen if the facility hasn't gotten the smell under control.
If a hearing does take place, the permit could stand as it is, be altered or revoked completely. The county sent a letter to Alonco, Deer Creek's operator, letting them know that something has to be done immediately.
So it's fairly strongly worded. The message really is, please, we want to work with you. The county is very pro-business. The commissioners especially are very pro-business. They want development here. They want things like this here, but they also take their constituents' concerns very seriously. So the state health department has been brought into it, and they've been doing some tests, and Alonco has said that they're waiting for the results of some of these tests, and they've tried to change some of their processes, I believe. And so we're kind of in this waiting period, but I don't believe that's going to last very long, even though there wasn't a set deadline.
A new law will make it easier for the public to save the lives of people who overdose. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Amid the flurry of bills becoming laws at the end of the legislature, one such bill increased the availability of a drug, naloxone. It's a drug that counteracts the effects of opioid overdose. It's an antidote to overdosing on prescription pain pills and heroin. Dr. Scott Phillips is a medical toxicologist and a physician at Delta County Memorial Hospital. He has access to naloxone, as do ambulance crews, but before, anyone else would have needed a prescription.
Dr. Wolk, who's the chief medical officer at Colorado Department of Health and Environment, basically, in effect, is serving as a doctor writing a prescription for anyone in the state of Colorado so that family members or people that might be around someone who's taking pain medicine or abusing heroin can get this antidote and then be ready to administer it. So you don't have to go to your personal physician. You can literally go to a pharmacy and they will fill a prescription for this medication.
The effects of naloxone are almost instant. The Western Colorado AIDS Project, or WestCAP, runs several social services out of Grand Junction, including a needle exchange. Jeff Basinger is with the organization and says that the new law will hopefully save lives.
Especially here in Western Colorado, we've been flooded with heroin recently in the past year, and it's replaced a lot of the methamphetamine, and then narcotic prescription abuse is rampant. It's the number one cause of drug overdose is prescriptions. People don't know what they're getting. They don't know how strong it is. They don't know how pure it is. And especially if they're high already, it's very easy for them to get into problems way over their head that ultimately can lead to death. So we're excited to be able to find ways to get this into our community also.
Colorado ranks as one of the worst states in the union for prescription drug abuse. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The Mesa County Sheriff's Department is looking for assistance in identifying a body found in a canal over the weekend. The young man had dark hair about a foot long. Both his ears are pierced. He has a number of tattoos, most notably the image of a Grim Reaper, along with the image of Jesus tattooed on his back. Anyone with information should contact law enforcement. The Montrose Regional Library District is facing financial issues. KVNF's Laura Pomasano has more.
The Great Recession officially ended in 2009, but communities on the western slope are still feeling its effects. In Montrose County, unemployment remains high and property values have not returned to pre-recession levels. Paul Palladino, the director of the Montrose Regional Library District, says those low property values affect the library.
We are funded 90% from property taxes.
He says since 2013, the library system has faced a $420,000 budget deficit and is dipping into reserves to help make up for that loss.
We've already cut hours. We've closed on Saturdays. We've cut our materials budget. We're not replacing staff. Staff has actually taken a cut in hours.
Palladino says the library is seeking public input on what it should do about its budget problems through a survey on its website. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
The Colorado Department of Agriculture has secured a permit from the federal drug enforcement officials to import hemp seeds from foreign countries. KUNC's Luke Runyon reports the state needs the seed as it works to kickstart its own hemp industry.
Hemp is the non-psychoactive cousin of marijuana, grown for its strong fibers and versatile oils. Because of its family resemblance to marijuana, hemp has been illegal for decades. That's changing. The most recent farm bill gave researchers permission to grow it. The only problem is there's very little viable seed in the U.S. Mitch Yergert runs the hemp program within Colorado's Department of Agriculture. He says with the new federal permit, the first shipments of seed could be here in 2 weeks. They'd come from countries like Italy and Canada.
There's plenty of seed out there. The difficulty is just going through the work with the DEA of getting a registration and then getting an import permit and making sure all that lines up to be able to import the product.
Yergert says most of the seed will go to researchers at Colorado State University, who will use them to grow more reliable seeds that farmers can plant. For KUNC, I'm Luke Runyon.
Governor John Hickenlooper recently signed a bill into law aimed at reducing human-bear conflicts. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
This year, lawmakers directed the State Division of Parks and Wildlife to examine how best to protect the public from bears. An increase in human-bear interactions has led to a discussion on how to reduce conflicts, but efforts to expand hunting season have failed to pass. Republican Senator David Ballmer from Centennial sponsored the study during the annual legislative session, which ended last week. He says there are ways to solve the problem without shooting the animals.
Hunting season is one way to manage bears. But there's also a lot of other things that can be done to educate the public, to educate law enforcement.
Lawmakers say the first step is determining how many bears exist in Colorado and how they interact with people and impact industries such as tourism. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Stay tuned for Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.